So settling into a comfortable sitting position. Remembering this aspect of the Brahmaviharas as being dwelling places, as being home. So coming home to the body, coming home to the heart. Settling into that stable sitting position where you can be balanced, upright, alert, and at ease. Sitting like a mountain, still and stable, strong, steady. Noticing all the movements as you settle in. Slowing down into stillness so that you can find this mountain quality. And bringing the awareness to the experience of breathing to help the attention settle, to help the body become still, and the mindfulness becomes stable. Sitting like a mountain, strong, stable, and still. And then from this sense of balance and ease, beginning to bring to mind someone that you care about, but perhaps at times wish were different in some way, or wish your relationship with them was different. And depending on the person and your relationship to them, you might imagine bringing them into the room with you, sitting nearby. Or if that feels uncomfortable, you might imagine them just in the doorway. Or perhaps outside on the deck where you can see them, but they're not too close. So taking a moment to sense where this so-called difficult person might be. Bringing them to mind as vividly as you can. Getting a sense of who they are. Perhaps bringing up some memories of a few of the challenging interactions that you've had with them. Perhaps silently reciting their name. So in whatever way you can, connecting with their presence. And as you do this, you might notice some ripples of reactivity in your own body, heart, mind. So if it helps you to stay stable, you might bring a hand to your heart as a physical reminder of steadying. Or you might, like the Buddha, touch the earth. Connect with the stability of the earth beneath you. As a tangible reminder to stay strong and steady. Sitting in the presence of this difficult person, connecting with your own capacity for non-reactivity. Finding that balance of care and non-control. I care about you, but cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions. Not upon my wishes for you. Sensing into the truth of that orientation to equanimity, the capacity to care without control. I care about you, but cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I care about you, but cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. So as you continue to orient towards this quality of equanimity, at times you might notice some ripples of reactivity. Some tightening or contracting, resisting. Using the breath to help you soften and release any tension that can be released. So as you breathe out, connecting with that natural sense of softening, relaxing, releasing. Opening up a sense of space between you and the difficult person. A healthy sense of space where both of you can breathe and potentially appreciate each other more fully. Continuing in your own way now to sit in the presence of this difficult person. To soften any reactivity towards them. And to keep on opening space. Finding this balance between care and control. They care about you, but cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. In silence for a few minutes now, continuing in your own way. remembering that equanimity is a practice of balance, impartiality, evenness of heart and mind. Not taking sides. So touching into the truth now, that just as you have difficult people in your life, you too at times have been a difficult person for others. Perhaps even the difficult person you're working with today. Or if not them, definitely someone else. Noticing any responses in your own body and heart and mind as you acknowledge this truth. Connecting with your heart, connecting with the earth. Soothing and making space. As you acknowledge any of your own actions and reactions that may have caused difficulties for others. If necessary, let the equanimity shade over into compassion. Self-compassion. If there are twinges of pain in relation to this difficulty, orienting to and inviting acceptance of your own humanity. Forgiving yourself. Accepting yourself. And then extending the same acceptance to everyone else here on retreat with you. Taking a moment to acknowledge perhaps any times when you may have felt irritated or frustrated with another person. And seeing if that reactivity might soften into acceptance. Perhaps even appreciation for your co-meditators. Your service team. All the beings here with you on retreat. Bringing to mind their faces and their presence. Noticing any ripples of response. Softening into ease. And acceptance. And as you continue to tune in to this quality of ease, of acceptance, of spaciousness, allowing any other beings from any other aspect of your life to come into this field of openness and acceptance. Simply settling back and receiving the presence of whoever happens to appear. Recognizing your common humanity, the kinship of the hurts in your hearts, knowing that we're all in the same boat. Sensing into this quality of spaciousness. Directly experiencing equanimity. The capacity to open fully to life's 10,000 sorrows and 10,000 joys. Whatever is true for you right now, can you open to it fully? May I open to how it is right now? Because this is how it is right now. Thank you for your practice.